A reading from Matthew 5:43-45. You have heard that it was said, "Love your neighbor and hate your enemy." But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. He causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous.
There's so much confusion about this love your neighbor, especially in the political realm where, just to take you an example, Stalin belittled the Pope because he said, "Where are the Pope's battalions?" When Stalin's troops were marching west towards Germany and succeeding, he was being sardonic or ironic, but in point of fact, where is Stalin today? But this trying to apply this on a national level, I think, is impossible. Where Jesus is on an individual level.
Clearly, there are different standards that come out of Scripture for government and rule than on the everyday life. And Jesus brings it down to our existence interacting with people that are around us. In society, there are always people who are your enemies, for lack of a better term. There are people who are in opposition to you, and the natural thing is to want revenge. The natural thing is to hold a person responsible for what they've done to you. And Jesus knows that that principle leads to a lot of angst and struggle in a society, lack of trust. And so he calls us to the standard of loving even those who are our enemies so that no bitter root becomes part of our life that consumes us. We can live in open relationship and transparency with others.
The key word you just said there was what I was thinking about when you were talking. It wasn't the word, but it came out when you said it, is relationship. And one of the things that we get confused by in terms of Christianity as a movement or as the church is we go mega on it. We think of large populations and large congregations, and we get very impressed with that. But Jesus is talking on a very individual, very almost private level here. And it's very powerful because it's speaking to each heart, not to the general population. And it has to be move from heart to heart.
Yeah. Well, and clearly for those listening, the Jewish people of the day, their neighbor to them was other Jews, and their enemy was the Roman who had subjugated them. And so he's really pushing the issue that your sense of love, and it's the agape, you get nothing out of it type of love, is one that embraces even those who are adamantly your enemies.
The last thing I'll comment on, and this actually goes to what Lincoln said about who God favors in the Civil War, but the Bible says he causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good and sends his rain on the righteous and unrighteous.